The joy of salvation. To behold the joy of salvation. I don't really like the word happy. I like the word joy. Happiness is always fleeting. Happiness is a feeling. Joy is something deeper than happiness. The joy of salvation. Because you can be miserable and still be joyful. What is that sense of joy that the Lord is proposing to us in the Psalms today? That your life does not end in sin, death, Satan, and hell. That's a lot to be rejoicing in. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have that. Death would be the end. Sin would be the end. Hell would be the end. And Satan would be our master. And because of what Jesus did on the cross and what he does through the sacraments of the church, that is not your end. It still can be your end, for sure. You have free will to play inside of it. And that's the joy of salvation, of knowing that my life, fully alive, is full glory of God. That you living the best life you can, even with your weaknesses, is God fully glorified. This is the crazy thing that happens today with this leopard. First off, do we know what leprosy is? Right? Leprosy is a thing of the skin. Things fall off. You get all sorts of bruises, and there's no cure. There was no cure. And the last thing you would have done is touch a leopard. You and I have things in our lives that we would rather not be there, probably, most likely. If we're human, that's kind of everyone's in that boat. But Jesus is moved with pity, is moved with seeing this man not fully alive and wanting to bring him into fullness. He wants to bring this man into the fullness of who he can be as a human. And that thing that he would rather, I think we can all agree, would rather not be in his life becomes the means in which the Lord transforms his life. And he comes to this man and he touches him, which is probably the first time that he has been physically touched in so long. Because you could get leprosy if you touch a person with leprosy. The leopard colonies had to live outside of the town. They had to wear a bell around their neck so that everyone, and then yell unclean, so that everyone knew that they were coming and their identity was uncleanliness. This man runs up to him, kneels down, begs him, Jesus touches him. This is the beautiful part about Jesus. I know I've said it before, but I can't say it enough. Jesus is not impeded by our ugliness or by our sins. Sometimes in our journey, in our weakness, in our sin, we feel like if we get close to Jesus, somehow our sin's gonna get on him. And so we hide and we cowered. This man has the humility, gift we can all grow in, to say, Lord, no, I need you. Going back to Mark the Stark, and Mark says immediately the leprosy left him. Mark uses the word immediately a lot of times. The last time he used it was pulling Peter out of the water. Peter doesn't even yell that he's drowning, right? And Jesus immediately pulls him out of the water and places him back in the boat. Jesus is utmost quick to respond if we'll allow him. Us fully alive is God fully glorified. The Lord came to pull you out of yourself. Love came for you to love back. For you and I to forget our selfish ways, to go after His loving ways. And that's what makes the human fully alive. You are the gift. You are the only one that can love God the way you can love Him. No other human being can do that. God created you uniquely and particularly and wants you to be fully alive and wants to heal you of all your ailments. And wants to give you the joy of salvation. Somebody has to take on that burden of sin. Somebody has to take that burden of death. The leopard is now free completely to go into the village, to go to the high priest, to offer sacrifice, to be in right worship. Jesus isn't. Jesus remains outside in deserted places. And people kept coming to him from everywhere. Jesus doesn't take on the contagion of sin, death, Satan, hell, until he's on the cross. But here we see a glimmer of it. He's no longer as free because he's starting to take on some of these characteristics that he's going to eventually kill on the cross. But he's never not in control. St. Paul, brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. I had a spiritual director that when we were in seminary, he goes, just do everything for the glory of God. I'm like, this is homework. I'm learning about Descartes and Kant and philosophers. How is that supposed to be helpful for the Lord? And he would challenge me, no. Don't do it for a grade. Don't do it because you have to. Do it because of the gift that the Lord has given you in your intellect. Glorify Him through your own smarts that He gave you, in your own ability. Imagine that, offering up your homework as a gift to the Lord. Doing the thing you don't need to do because it needs to get done. Offering that up in your relationship with the Lord. Fully alive. God wants you to be fully in relationship with Him. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Your salvation, your life does not end in death. It ends in the resurrection because our head has gone before us. Let us be humble like this leopard and ask for the healing we need so that we can become fully alive in the Lord.